Coca-Cola Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
On News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Okay, 512, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. Hope you're having a great Wednesday afternoon. Thank you so much for taking us along with you. Of course, tonight, big night in Nashville, the CMAs, and of course, Cat Country 98.7, our sister station, big winners. They are the station of the year, and Kevin King will be joining us at 5:35 tonight. Live from Nashville, we'll get an update on the awards and what our good guys are doing up there at this time. And also, something circulating around Pensacola. Very exciting about this because, you know, for the past few months, we talked about these parking spaces coming to the airport just in time for the holiday season. I know earlier today, Matt Coughlin, Executive Director at Pensacola International, spoke with Andrew McKay and had this to say.
I think as we go into next week, we'll be probably filling it up. So, but you know, it was a quick project that we did. We partnered with FDOT, which my hat's off to them because it was a $4.5 million project, and they kicked in half, which helped out a huge amount. And then,
Joining me live this afternoon, Matt Coughlin, Executive Director of P&S, Pensacola International. How you doing, Matt?
Doing great. How are you all?
Boy, you guys have been busy. I'm trying to keep up with you. I got a scorecard that I have to keep with all these positive projects that are rolling out there. Let me just go down a few of them. And first of all, thanks a lot for your time this afternoon. Just getting word from your staff, load factors really up over at P&S. A lot of competition around the area. I know VPS is out there in Mobile. Why is Pensacola the airport of choice in getting these great load factor numbers?
Well, I think part of it, one is one of our strengths is our location. You know, we're centrally located pretty much in city limits, and that's a huge bonus. We're also centrally located here on the Gulf Coast, and just the infrastructure behind us, where we try to keep it we use the Fly Easy mantra, but it's easy to fly out of, and it's just a great asset to the community.
I know earlier in the year we were talking about the TSA and the new system that they were going to put in at the airport. It went in this summer. How's that working out over at P&S?
It's working out great. The system itself is obviously a improvement in technology and detection and whatnot. But I think more importantly is TSA has come forward and really helped resource us from a manning standpoint. And they've also they've sent leadership basically to us, extra leadership. And you can see it in the numbers, the improvement in service, and really it comes down to the people at the end of the day. And they've been good about that, and it's helped us out a lot.
When you look at the economic hit to the whole equation here, cargo numbers also looking pretty good out there.
Yeah, and we got to dig a little more into it. Our main cargo carrier is UPS. But if you look at the numbers, pretty much coming out of the pandemic, we've been pretty much flatlined from a weight standpoint. But something I've noticed over the last few months, it's been inching up, and so we're starting to see a lot of growth there. And, I got a conversation coming up with UPS to see what's going on, but that's also a good indicator of the economy and how we're doing here locally.
Just in time for the Thanksgiving holiday rush, you guys did a masterful move, putting in over 434 spaces. Now, we've been talking about these spaces for quite a while. I remember the way the stages kind of went there. You first opened up, I think it was like 100 spaces that were employee spaces at that time before the actual enlargement went on over on Tippett Avenue. So looking good for all the parking spaces for everybody this year, right?
Yeah, and so it's been literally a chess game, just kind of taking the assets we have, adjusting, trying to make as much availability as we can with what we have. You know, we are a land poor airport. We're 1,400 acres, so we have to be really judicious in how we use the assets we have. So in this particular case, that was an overflow lot last year where we built the lot currently right there on Tippin. Mm-hmm. And so, as I mentioned earlier today, you know, we partnered with FDOT. We actually incentivized the project too, so that the contractor that was building it could get it built rather quickly in time for the holiday season. It all came together, and we've been very fortunate. But I'll tell you, it's not going to end here. We're currently in design for another lot, and eventually we're going to go to something a little bit more from an infrastructure standpoint, pretty intensive with another garage. So we're already looking at that. We need to meet the demand in the future. So if you look at the numbers today, we currently have over 4,000 parking stalls at the airport. If you look at our master plan that was recently done in 2018, we're already out to 2035 numbers. We're 10 years in advance of the forecasted numbers. And so it just goes to show you the demand that's out there. And we got to meet that. It's a challenge, but we're trying to do our best, obviously.
And talking about projections, Matt, think about this. This time next week, we will be in the thick of the Thanksgiving travel scene. Any suggestions for the traveling public coming out to PNS this year?
Sure. So what I tell everybody is, and we stick by the TSA advice, you know, 2 hours. You can't go wrong with that. But what I tell you also is, you know, follow your flights. You know, when I fly, you know, I get with the airline, give them my number so I get text updates and whatnot. You can go to flypensacola.com. You'll see our board at any given time. But further from a timeline standpoint, the further you're out, you know, just pay attention to those flights with the airlines. Now, I will tell you over Thanksgiving, and it's even different from Christmas, is the compression we see is rather high because you figure the holiday weekend's 4 days, right? Christmas is spread out. You know, people travel over a couple-week period. Right. But for Thanksgiving, it's all those 4 days, and it's rather intense and it's pretty compressed. So, you know, listen to the airlines, keep track of that flight, and make sure you're out there 2 hours early.
Matt Coughlin, happy holidays to you. I'm sure we'll be talking to you as we get into the thick of things. But thanks for your time this afternoon.
Oh, it's been great. Thank you so much. Appreciate everything.
Okay, Matt Coughlin, Executive Director out of PNS, Pensacola International, kind of giving you some really choice advice on how to maneuver this upcoming Thanksgiving holiday season.
Absolutely. 5:18 here. We'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a quick check of the roads and weather for you. And, of course, right before the Fox News break, we're giving away a pair of tickets to the Florida State-Charleston Southern game this Saturday. Oh, but how do I win? Well, you got to stay tuned and find out. All that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
God is love. Those simple yet inspiring words were penned by John the Apostle. John had firsthand knowledge of the love of God. It is John who is recorded in Scripture as the disciple whom Jesus loved. It is John who wrote that we love God because he first loved us. It was John who wrote Jesus' words, "Greater love hath no man than this, that a man lay down his life for his friends." And then John is recorded as being a witness to this greater love in which Jesus willingly laid his life down on the cross to die a substitutionary death which offers salvation to the world. There is no greater love than sacrificial love. God is love.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Football season's here, so let All Season Service Network tackle your HVAC issues, and you can focus on enjoying the game. All Season Service Network's special financing offer requires zero down on all new American Standard heating and air conditioning systems. Subject to credit approval, see dealer for details. And with 24/7 emergency service, you never have to burn up. All Season Service Network, keeping your home comfortable for the past 50 years and counting, so you never have to miss a moment of the game. Call now or visit online, allseasonservicenet.com.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked with Michelle Salzman in her first interview announcing that she is running for the seat vacated by Matt Gaetz. We also spoke with Senator Rick Scott about the Trump appointments, including Matt Gaetz and Pete Hegseth and Linda McMahon, and what they are going to try to do when they get in the federal government and if they can get through the Senate. We also spoke with Airport Director Matt Coughlin about some of the changes there with parking, among other things. You can listen to all the conversations on the podcast page at newsradio923.com.
Remember when washing machines were made in America, were solidly built, and actually got your clothes clean? They aren't a thing of the past. They are Speed Queen, and they are available at Tops Appliance. Speed Queen washer and dryers combine durability and technology into the best washers and dryers in the world. Speed Queen will change the way you think about washing machines. They're built to last longer and deliver exceptional wash results. Unlike many other washers and dryers with plastic parts, Speed Queen uses commercial-grade steel and porcelain components designed to give you at least 25 years of reliable, trouble-free operation. That's why they come with lifetime warranties, the best warranties in the business. See store for warranty details. Speed Queen washers and dryers are built to work and built to last. If you want durability, innovation, and perfectly done laundry the first time, then you want Speed Queen. See these great Speed Queen washers and dryers for yourself at Tops Appliance on Highway 90 in Milton, just east of Stewart Street.
Why is Bray Jewelers the best place to buy an engagement ring? Come in and see our selection. I promise you, we have more diamond engagement rings than you'll see anywhere in the panhandle of Florida. But it's what you do for people that they don't expect that they remember. The little things that we do, we want to deliver special experiences for you at Beret. We love doing what we do, and we love making people happy. We want every person that walks into the store to feel like you're part of our family. I want everybody to have an amazing experience at Beret Jewelers.
Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola is the area's premier bicycle store and full-service repair shop for all makes and models. They specialize in top-notch customer service with the largest selection of e-bikes around. Trek Store has a full line of bike accessories and racks and can fit all riders from a child's first to seniors. Locally owned and operated by Robbie Mott, serving cyclists for over 20 years, you'll experience the best at Trek Bicycle Store of Pensacola, 701 East Cervantes Street, and online at TrekStoreGulfCoast.com.
You're listening to the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award Media Market Station of the Year.
News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price kind of remind me of those animated cartoons for some reason. There was one that's Professor something. Anyway, that music has the genre about that. Good stuff. Very good stuff.
Yeah, I love that song.
Here you go. This will put a smile on your face. Today is, just to let you know, is the 10th day before the end of the Atlantic hurricane season.
Woo!
National Hurricane Center says, forget about it. There's nothing out there. So
that's good.
So you can put it up, I guess. I was looking at my two generators because I have pulled up to my the end of my garage for ventilation purposes, because if a storm comes, I push them out, and so the fumes are going to go inside.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, my gosh, this is great. No storms this year.
I can save these babies for literally a rainy day.
I put a smile on my face. I want to tell you.
Just about 5:25 here. Hopefully I can add to the good cheer with this traffic and weather update. This traffic and weather together is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Let's see. Looking at the roads here. Not too much going on. Do have some backups at the intersection with Palafox Street and Burgess Road. Also have some on 9 Mile if you are traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. And Pine Forest Road still has some issues traveling northbound towards 9 Mile. Outside of that, it's just a couple more of the usual spots, most notably Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Navarre Parkway traveling westbound passing Windhaven Beach. As for the weather, it's about 71 degrees right now. Actually dropped to 67, excuse me, just refreshed. Tonight's low is going to be 46. Tomorrow, high of 64, low of 45, sunny, clear Thursday.
525 News Radio 92.3. We were talking with Matt Coughlin a second ago from the airport. This is kind of falls into the airport genre. of this afternoon's presentation.
Right.
Problems with long lines at one of the nation's busiest airports, but it wasn't at the check-in line. Fox's Tom Rigotti has more on this trending story.
It's one thing to face long lines at the counter. It's another to have to wait to leave a lounge, in this case, the Delta Lounge at Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport in Atlanta. One passenger wrote on a Reddit thread, it was taking upwards of 20 minutes to leave the Sky Club, saying, we as a human race have lost our way. Delta Airlines says its Concourse Sky Club may have exit wait times due to limited access points in the lounge. Delta's been working on adjusting access to its lounges after facing issues with overcrowding. Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
Makes me think about being on that streetcar, the green line. That's the one that runs uptown. Red line goes to Canal Street and over to the museum area. But it reminds me, when somebody wants to out of someplace in New Orleans and they're on the streetcar,
yeah.
You hear this, back door. Open the back door. Okay. That's what I'd have been screaming if I were in that big. I got a flight. Back door. Let's go.
Rick Scott has a prediction on who Florida's next senator will be. Senator Scott was on News Nation yesterday to discuss who Governor Ron DeSantis may appoint to replace Senator Marco Rubio. Rubio, of course, being expected to step down to become Secretary of State. Scott says he thinks DeSantis will name Laura Trump to fill Rubio's seat for the rest of his term. She is President-elect Trump's daughter-in-law. Scott says DeSantis knows she's clearly qualified. Scott also says Laura is a hard worker who did a great job at the RNC this election cycle, and Scott believes she would be well received in the state and could win the election when she has to run in 2 years.
Okay, think about this. And next time you're over in New Orleans, summertime temperatures, stay out of the green line. It's not air conditioned. The red line is. It makes a difference in New Orleans, let me tell you.
I bet it does.
Hey, Italy's doing something crazy. I saw bits of this earlier today. They're offering a solution to those who vowed to leave the country if Donald Trump won re-election. And they're giving away in this one central part of Italy. You can purchase a home for $1.
Really?
Yeah, but it doesn't have walls or anything like that. It's just nothing. But then the next step is you can purchase the next level of home with $100,000+
just
to get you over. Anyway, details from Fox's Sue Guzman. She has the details for us.
All of those celebrities and other anti-Trumpers who vowed to leave America if he won now have somewhere to go. An Italian village is offering villas at a super discounted rate as low as $1 to Americans who want to escape the second Trump presidency. They're being offered on the Italian island of Sardinia in the village of Ololai. Website promising incredible cuisine while being immersed in a community with ancient traditions. Says Ololai is the perfect destination to embrace a new way of life. Sue Guzman, Fox News.
I wonder how the locals feel about all the Yankees coming in to their community.
Well, if some idiot takes them up on that deal, or lack thereof.
Get those American people out of here. What are they doing?
My goodness. 528 here. Here is an actual good deal, okay?
Okay.
528 here. I've got a pair of tickets to Florida State, Charleston Southern this weekend. And all you have to do to win these is you don't have to pay $1 and then pay six figures. You can just text into our text line 850-437-1620. It's not even a question, just a number. How many points you have Florida State scoring in this game? Florida State's had a struggling offense, but I think they're going to do good this weekend. So if you text in 850-437-1620, just a number of points that you think Florida State's going to score on the Buccaneers this weekend, you will win this pair of tickets.
You know, did you say the Buccaneers? Is that their nickname?
Charleston Southern Buccaneers.
Because that's what I was going to say, because I haven't heard who they were. They're like their moniker, their mascot, whatever.
Right.
So, ladies and gentlemen, see, you got off real easy. Because if it were me, I would have said, okay, what's their mascot? What's the name of their team?
Right.
And I didn't have a clue on that.
Well, honestly, Charleston Southern, they are, a lot of people I think are kind of jokingly, and maybe some of them aren't joking, when it comes to thinking Florida State may lose this game. Listen, Charleston Southern is 1-10 at the FCS level. I do not say this jokingly. I'm being legitimate. UWF, as a 3-loss D2 school, could beat Charleston Southern. I firmly believe that. That is how bad Charleston Southern is. That's not a knock on UWF, but UWF is a smaller level, so that actually is a compliment to them, and it's an insult to Charleston Southern. So hopefully, Florida State will get this done.
Long way around.
Yes. went around my wrist to get to my thumb, fist to get to my thumb, whatever the saying is.
There's not so good new research showing Florida ranks fifth for states struggling with the most cost of living. Data shows more than 26% of Floridians' yearly income goes towards paying rent That is the highest percentage of any state. Other increases are seen in the insurance and utility arenas. Coming up, 5 minutes, Kevin King from Nashville.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Jose Urbarra found guilty on all 10 counts in the murder of 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley in Georgia. The verdict coming from Judge H. Patrick Haggard in an Athens, Georgia courtroom earlier today.
Count one, malice murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count two, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count three, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty. Count four, felony murder. I find the defendant guilty.
The judge going on to sentence Urbarra to life in prison without parole. Texas Republican Congressman Pat Fallon on Fox Business says should have been more.
The sad fact is that I wish he'd gotten the death penalty. When you take a life and you shatter the social contract to that egregious of degree, you forfeited your own life.
Urbarra, an illegal immigrant from Venezuela. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. NVIDIA reporting third quarter earnings that beat expectations while delivering a better than expected forecast for the current quarter, according to CNBC. Revenue continues to surge at NVIDIA, rising 94% on an annual basis. Shares fell 2% in extended trading. The average contract interest rate for 30-year mortgages increased slightly to 6.9%. Applications to refinance a home loan grew 2% for the week and were 43% higher than the same period a year ago. On Wall Street, stocks finished the session mixed, with the Dow gaining 139, the S&P 500 up less than a point, and the Nasdaq falling 21. McDonald's is reportedly preparing 2025 value offerings in a bid to retain customers that are fed up with sky-high costs at restaurants. The company says their plan involves keeping the $5 value meal at launch this summer for the first half of next year. That's Your Money Now.
What does the future of mobility in Michigan sound like? That's the sound of new EV charging stations at our state parks. That's the sound of over $20 billion in new investments to produce EVs and batteries in Michigan. And that? That's the silence of Michigan's new En-ROAD wireless charging system. Discover all the ways MEDC is driving next-gen mobility in Michigan at michiganbusiness.org.
Do you hear that? Asthma triggers are everywhere, from dust mites, pet dander, and pollen, to smog and smoke. An asthma attack can strike anywhere, anytime. Be prepared with quick-acting Primatene Mist. Clinically proven to open airways quickly. It's the number one FDA-approved asthma inhaler available over-the-counter. Primatene Mist. Breathe easy again. Use as directed.
This is Zach Gelb with the Sports Minute, sponsored by TGL, presented by SoFi, beginning on January 7th on ESPN. Keep up, it's golf. And I can't wait for the second week of the season when the Jupiter Links Golf Club is in action. The Jupiter Links Golf Club is led by Tiger Woods, Tom Kim, Max Homa, and Kevin Kisner. We'll be facing off against Los Angeles Golf Club, featuring Colin Morikawa, Tommy Fleetwood, Justin Rose, and Sahith Theegala. I'm Zach Gelb.
Introducing TGL, presented by SoFi, golf's newest league on ESPN and ESPN+. This isn't your average Sunday pickup game. To learn more, visit TGLGolf.com and tune into the inaugural season beginning January 7th. Keep up. It's golf.
Time to work on your gift list with Black Friday deals at the Home Depot. Right now, get a select tool from top brands like Ryobi and Milwaukee for free when you buy a select battery kit. Choose from reciprocating saws, multi-tools, sanders, and more. Whether you're stocking up on power for your personal workshop or grabbing the perfect gift for someone else's, get Black Friday tool deals delivered from the Home Depot. Limit one per transaction. Exclusions apply. Full eligible tool list in-store and online.
This Thanksgiving at Total Wine & More, find Merlots and Cabernets that you adore. Our helpful guides are so friendly and nice, the bottle's so perfect and perfectly priced.
Love what you find, only at Total Wine & More. Drink responsibly, B21.
As a business owner, you have a lot on your plate. Managing staff, growing your business, training new hires, and more. With so much going on, you need Avalon. An IRS-certified PEO, Avalon HR can help, from running your payrolls, submitting state and federal taxes, helping with COVID employee retention credits, workers' compensation insurance, employee benefits, and HR expertise. Avalon HR lets you focus on your core business while we handle the rest. Avalon HR, employing made easy.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out tomorrow morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this tomorrow morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Guy Benson.
There's some significant breaking news on the legal front, which is why we are thrilled to welcome back to the show Andy McCarthy.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2.
We had Professor Turley on here yesterday talking about how this whole thing might go, how things might wind down or wind up, who knows. When it comes to the various prosecutions of former President Trump, now President-elect Trump.
Guy Benson, weekdays at 2, before Pensacola right now. News Radio Pensacola.
Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. This is Pensacola Right Now. Hope you're having a great drive. Thanks for sharing that car with us this afternoon. We do appreciate that. Nashville's a hot place to be tonight. Of course, Cat Country 98.7 won the 2024 Country Music Association Radio Station of the Year Award. This, by the way, third time the station has won the award. Joining me live from Nashville, Kevin King. Kevin, what's happening up there?
Well, if you've ever been to Broadway, there's no time that it's not busy. And it is full of music downtown tonight, and the Bridgestone doors have just opened up. I know that Brett and Mel from the Cafe Morning Show are already inside. They give away a lot of the awards before the show actually starts. You know, years ago, they used to give them away during the telecast. It basically turned into one great giant big concert party, but they're giving away a lot of the awards already now, and they're inside the venue now, along with Dave and Mary Hoxton, who are on the radio station. And they're picking up that award, and I'm sure they'll be sharing that tomorrow morning on the show. But it's an exciting time. This CMA Awards is particularly exciting because of the changes in country music lately. Post Malone, Shabuzi is up for a bunch of stuff. It's just really it's going to be an exciting night with fresh new stars. And with Peyton Manning and he's going to be hosting the thing again with lots of stars. It's pretty exciting night.
Kevin, this isn't your first rodeo. You've done these things many times up there in Nashville. Tell me, do you ever get starstruck when you're at an event like this and seeing these big name artists that our guys on Cat Country and girls on Cat Country play every single day?
Yeah, sure. I mean. But the truth is, when you're around this, and I've been doing this through Cat Country from day one, and I've been programming and working in country radio for many years before that, and you get to know quickly that these stars are just regular people that God said, you know what, you're gonna be able to sing, and so I'm gonna put you in this place, and they're all every one of them are just genuine people. And so when you do get a chance to meet them and you see that they're just genuine people from Garth Brooks all the way down to the brand new artist, that you pull for them. You actually become fans of them. You want them to do well. Like Cody Johnson tonight. Man, let me tell you, he is the genuine deal. He's up for male vocalist and several other awards. and he's just one of them. A new artist like Post Malone, he's a world star, not just a country star, but a world star. But he came to Nashville and said, you know what, guys, I just want to work in this business. And he's just a down-to-earth dude.
Let me put you on the spot real quick here. Predictions. Who's going to win the big award tonight, the Entertainer of the Year?
I think it's going to be Morgan Wallen tonight. Okay. I mean, he has had a lot of trials and tribulations, but nobody had a bigger year than Morgan Wallen. So if I was putting money on it, not saying that I didn't, but I would say Morgan Wallen is the guy tonight.
Kevin King, we're so proud of you guys at Cat Country 98.7. And we're going to be watching. They start the telecast, I believe, at 7 o'clock Pensacola time.
Yeah, 7 o'clock.
If you get on camera, make sure you give us a big wave up there, all right?
Oh, yeah. I will. I'll be one of 21,000 in there.
There you go.
Look for the guys at the very top of the rafters. That'll be up.
There you go. Kevin King, 98.7 Cat Country. He is up in Nashville live with us this afternoon. And I got to tell you, I can see, of course, Chris is across this other studio having a blast this afternoon. They must be celebrating the awards tonight.
Yeah. that's the thing. I'm sure that this is because we try to promote, you know, as a sister station, right? A proud sister station. But you have to consider that even if you're not in Nashville, if you are a part of the Cat Country family, that's a pretty awesome night. So when we say that it's a country music's biggest night, we don't just say that about the higher ups and the big wigs that are singing. We're talking about these stations as well.
Okay, 58th annual CMA Awards tonight, ABC WEAR TV from Bridgestone Arena in Nashville. Be sure and check that out. And congratulations to Cat Country 98.7, of course. That is the Country Music Association Radio Station of the Year.
Absolutely. Let's see, just about 5:42 here. Since we've kind of used up the bulk of where we would put our sports segment on Kevin, oh my gosh. No, I'm just kidding. The Tampa Bay Rays, I'll go ahead and say this now. They've stopped all work on their new stadium in St. Petersburg. This comes as the Pinellas County Commission has delayed the vote on their $300 million share of funding for the project for a second time now. The Rays said that makes completing the stadium by 2028 impossible and that it's going to cost more by 2029. Meanwhile, Pinellas Commissioner-elect Vince Nowicki says that they prioritize beaches over the stadium. The Rays will be playing at Steinbrenner Field in Tampa next season, and some commissioners viewed that as a dig at the county.
Okay, 5:42, News Radio 92.3. Okay, I'm being very reserved when I say this because I have not heard this clip as of yet, but Uber is launching a new service aimed at serving holiday travelers. Now, this should be interesting. Fox's Jenny Casola has more on the report.
Just in time for Thanksgiving travel, Uber Technologies has launched XXL. It's targeted to serve airport travel, and it promises extra trunk space that can handle families with large bags. Uber says it's now available at more than 60 airports globally, 40 in the U.S. and Canada. Uber also says it has a new flight capture feature that lets you enter flight details to receive a recommended time to leave. The company says rides will cost more than the standard Uber service, but not as much as the luxury Uber Black. Ginny Cosella, Fox News.
All righty, 5:43 here, listening to News Radio 92.3. Mentioned this last hour, and it was just kind of like as a goofy Florida man story, but it's actually sports relevant as well, because I do think it points towards a bigger issue. Florida man taking legal action against Netflix in connection to the recently live-streamed fight between Mike Tyson and Jake Paul. Essentially, he's saying that Netflix breached its contract when viewers were unable to watch the fight between the two due to buffering. This was something that thousands of people complained about. I was one of them. It was a pain in the behind. But I think this kind of points towards a bigger issue because Netflix is really trying to get into the sports scene with, for example, Christmas Day NFL games.
It's your arm.
You got the Chiefs and Steelers playing. That's a game that's even bigger than we thought it was going to be coming into this year. But then you've got Ravens and Texans, and those teams are supposed to be AFC contenders as well. So two high-profile games during the holidays, Beyonce performing at the Ravens-Texas game, Ravens-Texans game, excuse me. This could point towards a very big issue if Netflix can't get this right.
All right. It is that time of year to, of course, crank up the Hallmark Christmas movies, bust out the ugly Christmas sweaters, and get ready for the Elf Parade Friday, November 29th. Make sure you put this on your list. Here is some. This is a family-friendly thing. Perfect event for the whole family. The parade rings in the Christmas season for its 13th year. Want to get involved? Here's what you do. You just arrive at 15 West Government Street by 12:30 p.m. Contest judging begins at 1:25. No entry fee is required. It's just a lot of fun. So it's the Elf Parade Friday, November 29th. 29th.
All righty, 545 on the nose here. We'll get another quick check at the roads and weather for you. Oh, first of all, where are my manners? Should have said this earlier. Congrats to Charlie from Milton. He was our winner of the Florida State Charleston Southern tickets.
Was Charlie the vet that has been with the station for a long time? But has...
Yes, Charlie, when you win with us, we keep track of your information so it's not a hassle if you win again. We see your winner history. And Charlie, yeah, this is like the fourth pair of tickets he's won over the course of a couple of years now. So Charlie's been a devoted listener. We appreciate it. Yeah. And he's a pretty quick draw when it comes to the text line.
Thank you for listening, Charlie. We do appreciate that.
Absolutely. And I'm sure he's grateful because, what's that, 8 tickets now that he's racked up over his tenure?
And he's deserved every one of them.
Absolutely. All righty. Looking at the roads here, do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound passing the I-110 north ramp. And as you continue westbound on I-10 passing over Pine Forest Road, we do have some backups there as well. No confirmation of an accident or anything. Then it's going to be Mobile Highway at the intersection with Blue Angel Parkway causing us some wear and tear. Along with that, it's Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point and Highway 90 traveling eastbound passing Avalon Boulevard. As for the weather, we're sitting at around 67 degrees still. Low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow and Friday going to be a beautiful pair of days bleeding into your weekend. Highs in the low to mid-60s and lows in the 40s.
Okay, we're going to be out there on the streets. I'll give you a more defined definition of what I'm talking about here. In 2 days, the annual Fill the Mayflower Food and Fun Drive gets underway on November 22nd. Help fill the Mayflower truck this Thanksgiving season with healthy food for children, families, senior citizens, veterans, and individuals in need. Now, the event brought to you by News Radio 92.3, Cat Country 98.7, and media partner WEAR-TV3 gets underway in the parking lot of Cordova Mall, right across the street from Ascension Sacred Heart.
Absolutely. Now, let me ask you this, Chris, because I know when the fair was in town last month,
yes,
you were very vocal about your love for the Ag Building.
Absolutely.
And you've told me just, off air at times that you have an agricultural background. Let me just ask you this.
I handle cows.
Yes, okay. Yes. Particularly bovine background.
They were actually Holsteins.
Oh, all right.
Beautiful cows.
Well, either way,
I have.
You having an agricultural yes. background, makes me think of the zoo. And we've got a story about the zoo here. Okay. Well, not really. What's your favorite zoo animal?
I like the giraffe.
Oh, my goodness. We did not rehearse this, but this story is about giraffes. Thank you so much. The White House is working to protect giraffes.
They will spit on you, though.
Oh, they will.
Oh, they'll spit on you.
Yes. Most animals will. The White House is working to protect giraffes by cracking down on imports that contain giraffe body parts. The Biden administration's proposal would require permits to bring in products that contain the animal parts. The hope is to reduce illegal hunting and trade. Giraffe populations have seen a big downward trend over the years, with 3 subspecies populations plummeting by 77% since 1985. Quick question. Mm-hmm. I could be having a brain fart here. What is being imported that contains giraffe body parts?
I'm not quite sure. I hope it's nothing.
I mean, if this is such a big problem that the White House is intervening, apparently I've just been under a rock.
And this is where I step in and say, what you talking about?
Yeah, like, come on. What's all this hubbub about these giraffe body parts? Come on now.
All right. Let me just say, Thanksgiving days away, right? Shoppers
yes.
will have to... pay more for the annual meal. I know you didn't want to hear it, but this is the facts. The Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Consumer Price Index data is out today showing consumer prices rising in October. A survey from Butterball Turkeys found that 98% of consumers expect inflation to impact their holiday plans. That is up from 79% in 2023.
My goodness. And, of course, every hour we try to give you your stock numbers. Well, the Wall Street stock market closed mixed today. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 139 points to 43,408. S&P 500 gained less than a point to 59,17. And the NASDAQ fell by 21 points to 18,966.
You know, I can honestly say this. I really have never smoked a cigarette in my life.
Me neither.
I just never been.
My parents and the commercials scared me away.
Well, actually, my father scared me away. He was a smoker, and that turned me off as a young kid. So long story short, I really never smoked cigarettes. A new report by the Surgeon General finding that while there's been progress in reducing cigarette smoking in the United States, health disparities remain among some groups. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has an explanation for us.
U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy's report, released Tuesday, says that while adult and youth smoking rates this decade have declined to the lowest levels on record, 36 million adults and 760,000 kids still smoke. The report found that it's more common among American Indian and Alaska Native people than other racial and ethnic groups, and those living in poverty are more than twice as likely to smoke. Murthy says almost 500,000 people in the U.S. die from tobacco-related disease each year, including secondhand smoke. He's calling for limits on nicotine in cigarettes and other tobacco products, as well as a ban on menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
And Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy say that their new government efficiency office under Trump's administration will pick out thousands of regulations to eliminate. The two talked about their plans for the Department of Government Efficiency in a Wall Street Journal op-ed. The tech billionaire and former Republican presidential candidate say that cutting regulations will result in needed mass headcount reductions across the government. They argued that many regulations go over agency authority.
Okay, 551, News Radio 92.3. I haven't heard from this person in a while, former Attorney General Pam Bondi. Is advocating for the Republican National Committee's co-chair, Laura Trump, to be the replacement for U.S. Senator Marco Rubio, who will be President-elect Trump's Secretary of State, that is, if he's confirmed by the Senate. Bondi says Trump is a proven leader. Bondi also has been central to the Trump political operation since leaving office back in 2018. I cannot believe it's been that long, almost 7 years.
I know, that's unbelievable. 551 here, we will take one last quick break. When we return, we had previously talked about, last week or so, about Alex Jones and his InfoWars site. Yeah, being purchased by The Onion. Well, in a surprise to no one, Alex Jones is suing The Onion. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
Hi, it's Bess Marks with Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor. I want to read a little letter that I got from a wonderful friend, and she said, "Oh my gosh, wow, Bess, you and the Lazy Boy design team, you nailed it. We love it. We just can't believe it's ours." And that's what we call a standing ovation for our design team. Lazy Boy Home Furnishings and Decor, Mobile, Pensacola, and Spanish Fort. Just like a picture out of a magazine.
FSU football fans, the big watch party is at Calvert's in the Heights. Calvert's is FSU football watch party central, featuring large screen TVs, clear sound, free parking, and of course, your FSU Seminoles. Join your friends and fans and cheer on the team with FSU drink specials, a full food menu, and the best water view around. Thinking football? Think Calvert's in the Heights, 670 Scenic Highway, online and on Facebook. Go Noles, go!
Do you want to stay up to date on the latest news, weather, and traffic updates, but don't always have time to listen to the radio? Well, now you can get text alerts from the News Radio Pensacola app.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, this is Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan and Austin Price. I told you about an hour and a half ago I was going to do this during the 6 o'clock hour. And as true to my name, to my word, here we are. Drama on Capitol Hill as the new Congress will include the governing body's first transgender member. Delaware Democrat Sarah McBride. Now, South Carolina Republican Congresswoman Nancy Mace is proposing a resolution requiring all members and staff to use bathrooms that correspond with their biological sex. This is after Democrats label the move as bullying and a distraction from other priorities. Congresswoman Mace defended her proposal on Fox.
This is a person who's threatened to come into women's private spaces, and I'm a survivor of rape, sexual violence, and abuse. And I know how deeply vulnerable women are in places where we feel we have a right to privacy. And this is not okay. If you're a biological man, if you're born a man, you use the men's restroom.
Yeah, and
I have no problem with that. That makes sense.
Well, and it seems like
that's the problem. It makes sense.
Well, and it seems like Mike Johnson feels the same way.
Oh, he does.
Because we talked earlier this afternoon yes. about him saying, "Hey, listen, you're going to use the bathroom that belongs to your assigned sex at birth." So.
So I wonder how you feel like that though. If you're a transgender person, woman or man or whatever, and you go into the bathroom that's not, you're dressed as a woman, and you go into a men's bathroom. How do you feel?
I mean, I don't know. I'm not the one to ask. all righty, just past 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you. Let's see.
Maybe we can get a texter on that one.
Yeah. If you do have thoughts
on
that.
Your opinion on that
one. You can text in at 850-437-1620.
That's when I open up the can of worms.
looking at the roads here, we do have some backups on I-10 traveling westbound, just passing Pine Forest Road and heading towards 9 Mile Road. Also, on Blue Angel Parkway at the intersection with Mobile Highway, got some issues on Mobile if you're traveling northbound there. Outside of that, it's just Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point. And a little bit on Highway 90. This is going to be if you are traveling westbound towards the Walmart Supercenter. All right, looking at the weather here, it's 67 degrees, low of 46 tonight. Tomorrow and Friday, and even bleeding into the weekend, beautiful highs in the mid-60s and lows in the 40s. I can't wait.
Okay, 557 News Radio 92.3. Just a few moments ago, you heard us. We were chatting with Kevin King from Cat Country 98.7. Yes, he is live up in Nashville, getting ready for the big awards tonight. Well, Luke Bryan is gearing up to host the star-studded Country Music Awards. Fox's Michelle Polino has a preview in New Country.
Fox Country.
I'm Michelle Polino. Luke Bryan, Lainey Wilson, and Peyton Manning are set to host the Country Music Association Awards with 4 out of 5 nominees for the night's big award entertainer of the year. Set to take the stage, Luke Combs, Jelly Roll, Chris Stapleton, and Lainey Wilson will perform. Morgan Wallen has the most nominations, 7 heading into the night. Stapleton will perform twice, teaming with Post Malone to perform their California Sober. Shaboozy, a first-time nominee this year with 2 nods, will perform a medley of his breakthrough smash, A Bar Song, Tipsy, which has logged 18 weeks in number 1 on the Billboard Hot 100, and his new single, Highway. There will also be a performance of Tom Petty's 1976 classic song, American Girl, by Dierks Bentley, Molly Tuttle, Sierra Hall, and Bronwyn Keith Hines. And a star-studded tribute in honor of George Strait, this year's recipient of the CMA Willie Nelson Lifetime Achievement Award. That's Fox Country on Fox News.
All right. So they kick off the awards tonight, 7 o'clock, ABC television.
Absolutely. 5:58 here. Hinted at this before the break. Talk show host Alex Jones now suing The Onion. Attorneys for Jones filed a lawsuit Monday claiming the satirical website submitted an illegitimate bid for the assets of Jones' parent company. Last week, The Onion said it was buying InfoWars with the support of the Sandy Hook families and was planning to relaunch the right-wing conspiracy website as another satirical website.
Okay, they call this basically damage control, and it's called, in this case, media damage control. Visit Florida has added $1 million to an effort to counter fallout from media coverage of 3 hurricanes that hit the state this year. The targeted messaging will show not all of Florida was hit by the hurricanes, and that affected regions that are reopening. I wonder how much of these dollars are going to be directed to Northwest Florida by telling the world it did not hit us. I'll bet you it'll be very sparse.
Really?
They do not spend any money in this area. The Visit Florida Executive Committee agreed to bump up a post-storm marketing effort to $6.7 million. Visit Florida, which received $80 million in this year's state budget, anticipates $1.65 million for the campaign will come from local tourism agencies. Just wondering. I want you ladies and gentlemen, to keep an eye out on the marketing campaign. and see how much you actually see them promoting, hey, the storm did not hit Northwest Florida. Pensacola beaches are alive and well. Come spend your money.
92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.